Okay, Ali Horgan, another good point for Galway United. Is that the way you see it?
Well, I think in the second half, yeah, it's a point gain from the second half performance. Obviously, offensive shot in the first half when Brian Maher touched it onto the post. You know, if that had gone in, it might have been a different case. But we didn't do enough to win the game in the second half. Derry probably felt that, you know, with patching shot off a crossbar and young Sean Patton who came on, where he slipped it just the far side of the post, they'd probably be disappointed they didn't win it. But we've come a long way when you know, you're disappointed to get a draw against Derry here in Terryland, Mike. So we move on, and with the game on Monday, a huge game in Daly Mount that we didn't get right the last double weekend that we had Derry and Bowes, and we need to get it right to put up a performance in Daly Mount.
And just to go back to tonight's game, I mean, defensively, you know, your structures are still in place. You had to make a change. Obviously, Rob out, Morris came in and very solid. And I think that's a 7th clean sheet, I think, of the season.
Yeah, we limited them in the first half. I think they had one ball over the top that half fell for Danny Mullen. Second half, to be fair, they got stronger. They started the second half well. We couldn't get up the pitch. And that's probably maybe in due to the quality that they have and the way they kept the ball. We couldn't get pressure higher up the pitch as we did in the first half. And we went deeper and deeper, and that's where, obviously, you know, Patching came through and hit the crossbar. I think it was Adam O'Reilly that threaded it to Sean Patton that had come on. But you need a bit of luck to get results in this division, and we'll take it with open arms, and we move on to Bohemians, Mike. And I know you said you're going back to the Derry game. It's gone. It's. I know it's only 20 minutes after the game or half an hour, but in our heads, it's gone. We've got to recover and try and prepare for Bowes, which we didn't do properly the last time we had those two teams over the weekend.
Regan Donnellan came off in the first half after half an hour. Is there an injury problem there?
Yeah, obviously he came off. Regan has been unfortunate with injuries. He's a hamstring problem, Mike. So that'll take a while, and he obviously won't be available for Monday, but the lads will assess him tomorrow, and we'll see, does he need any medical care, be it a scan or whatever. He may not need that. But we move on. I mean, Conor O'Keefe came on and he dealt with Daniel Kelly very, very well. And a huge credit to him. And that's what you need, and that's what the group are about. And Conor O'Keefe probably epitomises what the group is. It's not about each individual. It's about, you know, people who aren't playing all the time. And he comes in and steps up to the mark brilliantly, and huge credit to him.
Obviously an experienced player. A couple of the lads that are Gary Buckley back in the squad tonight for the first time in a long time. And Amin Al-Kazim, is he out as well?
Yeah, he took a knock yesterday training. We'll see again tomorrow morning what he's like. Gary Buckley is back, a little bit to go yet. He'll be the first one to tell you that. And we need to manage him properly as regards, you know, we don't need a recurrence of him since the first game of the season. So that type of way, it's positive. Obviously, Regan's is a disappointment. I think the other positive is we didn't play all that well in the second half, but we still got a point. Like, there's resilience there. There is togetherness there. You know, we blocked crosses, we defended crosses. Yeah, we ran our luck, but that's what the Premier Division is about. Like, you know, you need luck. If you're not right on the day, you get nothing unless you have a little bit of luck. No, we were right in the first half, but probably Derry were the better team in the second half.
Yeah, but that was only in the latter stages when they put the pressure on. I don't think you're... I mean, apart from the effort, okay, Patton's and Patching's efforts went close. But I thought, apart from the closing stages of the game, you know, he gave Derry a fair
We never really got among them at the other end of the pitch in the second half. We did get up the pitch in the first half, and obviously Vince's chance is the main one. We had a lot of set pieces in the first half. We were probably feeding on scraps up at that end in the second half. That's what I mean. We were probably 5 or 6 yards further back, and we couldn't get pressure on the ball with the way Derry moved it. And that's what Derry are. They're technically and physically a very, very good side. And to get a draw against them home or away is a good result where we're at the moment.
How would you read, I mean, your first 13 games of the season, your mid-table, how would you read your positioning and performances?
I don't even know the position, and I don't particularly want to know. The performance as regards resilience and togetherness and defensively has been second to none. Huge, you know, will and huge drive to try and achieve. Yeah, we need to improve, you know, going forward. We need to, you know, have a little bit more quality in the ball and maybe take a few more chances in it that we didn't do or were probably unable to do tonight. It probably is as we expected, but, you know, we need to kick on and try and improve. It is difficult with a turnaround for Monday playing Bowes and Daly Mount, who wiped the floor. This is the only team, though, that I can say, is that 13, 12 games?
13, yeah.
The only team in the 13 games that there was a serious gap. No, there was a gap, obviously, in Tala, but we bridged it. we didn't bridge the Boas gap here, that bank holiday Monday, I think it was, back at Easter. And we need to get ourselves right physically and mentally, which we probably didn't do. And it's only, I'm harping on it. And for the other 12 games, we were very, very much together and very much in a game right to the end.